You're listening to SBS News.
As tensions across the Pacific loom large, a war of words is taking place back home. Labor has again criticised the government for its response to a deal signed by Solomon Islands and China. Foreign Affairs spokesperson Penny Wong is warning of the potential consequences.
The prospect of a Chinese base less than 2,000 kilometres from Australia's coastline is dramatically detrimental to Australia's security interests. And their response appears to be more chest beating. Can I say there's no point in beating your chest if you're beaten to the punch?
The opposition has revealed it'll spend an extra $525 billion in the region over the next 4 years. If in government, the party says it will establish a Pacific Defence School to provide training for defence and security forces, double a maritime security program tackling illegal fishing, and increase funding to the ABC to boost public broadcasting across the region. Opposition International Development and Pacific spokesperson Pat Conroy says cuts to the ABC in the Pacific have allowed Beijing to muscle in.
It's all about filling the void that is being occupied right now by Chinese state-owned television in the Pacific. This is all about filling the void that this government created when it withdrew the ABC shortwave service that is now being reported to be filled by Chinese communist radio.
But Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Labor's policy is a copy of the coalition's.
This is an announcement that lacks substance, that seems to be a list of continuations, carbon copies, and of cosmetic changes. And there's a few reasons for that. Because Australia already takes a whole-of-government approach to our relationships in the Pacific. We established the Office of the Pacific to do just that.
The Foreign Minister also pointed out Australia already contributes 50% of overall aid to the Pacific region. And analysts, including Jonathan Pryke from the Lowy Institute, say adding more funding to the region could have other consequences.
This government has done a lot of work stepping up Australia's engagement in the region. Aid to the Pacific is at all-time highs right now at the cost of going to other parts of the world.
A primary concern from the security pact signed between Solomon Islands and China is the potential for a naval base to be set up less than 2,000 kilometres from Australia's shores. Maurice Payne has reiterated assurances from Solomon Islands that this won't happen, but is calling for more detail on the deal.
There is a lack of transparency in relation to this agreement, and we would encourage greater transparency. That is the way that we prefer to be able to engage.
China has also denied reports it plans to militarise. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Wang Wenbin said this overnight.
The so-called Chinese military base in the Solomon Islands is completely fabricated with disinformation by a few people with ulterior motives.
There's been a ramp up in the language around national security throughout the campaign, and Jonathan Pryke says this could hinder efforts to engage with the Pacific.
I don't think the language that we hear coming out of officials in Australia in a really hotly contested election campaign is really helping Australia's interests in the region.
Another contested issue in the region remains climate change, but it was the Prime Minister who was forced to defend his government's climate change commitment after an MP in the Queensland seat of Flynn told his constituency there was wiggle room in the coalition's net zero plan. Downplaying the divisions, Scott Morrison says net zero is absolutely his government's policy.
What our candidate in Flynn was talking about is how we get there. He wasn't talking about the commitment himself, and he's clarified that today. Our commitment to net zero by 2050 is a commitment of the Australian government that I made in Glasgow. It is the government's absolute policy.
It's an issue likely to heat up throughout the campaign. Krishani Danji, SBS News.